May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Sometimes we need the assurances of God. The words of Jesus Christ to bring comfort and solace and encouragement. The Holy Spirit to guide us each and every day. I read this recently. God makes a promise. Faith believes it. Hope anticipates it. Patience awaits it. In the last 24 hours, the Diocese of Huron has been shaken to its core with the sudden and unexpected death of the Reverend Canon Greg Smith. Clergy and laity across this great diocese are in shock and mourning. As the chair of PWDRF, a faithful parish priest and good friend and father and partner, he is no longer in this place, and this is one of those moments where we need the assurance that in the twinkling of an eye, he was in the presence of Jesus Christ. Assurance. One summer, a young man spent some time in British Columbia, and he was climbing the mountains one Sunday afternoon in May, and they paused at lunchtime because they looked at the sky and said, well, what do you know, it's Canadian May. Maybe we shouldn't do this. They paused for a cup of coffee in the tent, and the gentleman sitting across the tent turned to a young man and said, you know, you're driving me crazy. You've been praying at breakfast, you've been reading your Bible, you've been out meditating, walking around in circles. What's wrong with you? Surely you do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And the young man said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I live that faith every single day. I know that God makes a promise, faith believes it, hope anticipates it, and patience awaits it. And the guy just shook his head and rolled his eyes and said, how do you know? And he said, because I know him personally. I know that Jesus Christ lives. I know him personally. Well, they locked eyes for a minute, and then the yet to come to faith person looked away. And that was the end of the conversation, because when you know that you know that you know your faith, it cannot be shaken by the doubts and fears and anxieties of others. A teenage boy was on the operating table. He was surrounded by his mom and dad and their priest. The surgeon walked in and said, I need you to know that I'm concerned about this particular operation. There's some risk. And the boy looked up from the operating table and he said, I'm not worried. I have faith. I know that at the end of this operation, I'll open my eyes and see my mom and dad, or I'll see Jesus. And either one of those is okay. Let's operate. Assurance is knowing, no matter what life brings, that Christ walks with us from beginning beyond the end into eternity. Little girl's out flying a kite. And the kite goes higher and higher and higher, and eventually it disappears. And a senior gentleman walks by her in the park and looks at her and says, what you doing? She said, I'm flying my kite. He said, there's nothing up there. I can't see it. How do you know you still have a kite? She said, because I can feel the tug on the string of the kite. You and I can feel the tug on our heartstrings of our relationship with Jesus in good times and in bad. And we know that our Lord is always, always with us. So, what happened in the gospel today? They needed assurance. And you and I need to know that assurance is sought, taught, and caught. We need to search out moments of assurance of our faith. We need to be taught about that assurance, and we need to catch it and have it when we need it the most. There are tests and challenges and struggles and persecution, nothing like there was when the disciples were in conversation with Jesus, but it continues, and it's complicated by an extraordinary pluralism that exists in our world today. So we ask, what's the truth? Who's the truth? Where's the truth? These are important questions. And so for us comes a conversation between Jesus and Philip. I love Philip. He's frustrated all the time. I understand that. Isn't that real for us? Doesn't it feel like you're frustrated all the time, whether you're driving or you're dealing with your partner who you love and adore and respect, but they seem to have a different perspective, or you're dealing with your kids, perhaps a neighbor, somebody at work. Always frustrated. And so when somebody says something that should make all the sense in the world, but just hits you the wrong way, you might respond the way Philip did. Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Are you talking nonsense, Lord? Are you talking nonsense? Jesus is so patient. So patient. He understands that his words are about to change lives. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way because it points to God's way. I'm the truth because it points to God's truth. I'm the life because it points to God's life. Jesus even tries to have conversation with them about the Father, and they'll have nothing of it. And Philip interrupts and said, show us the Father. Can you cut to the chase? Show us the Father. And again, Jesus is so patient with Philip's frustration because he understands it. It's part of the human condition. And it returns to yet another assurance that a relationship with Christ is the same as a relationship with God. They are connected forever. Connected forever. When we encounter Jesus and choose to follow him as Lord, we are connected to the ultimate reality and the ultimate truth that we refer to as God. There is a blessed assurance in that promise. I invite you to make your way home and read the gospel again with this assurance that God calls you by name. He listens to your every word and does everything possible to respond to your need and the needs of those around us. In Jesus' blessed assurance, amen.